Can I short circuit this a little bit?
Please.
Everyone does this all the time. I really want to know what you have to say about this question.
You mean how do I feel about you being my friend?
My name is Conan.
Oh, I see. My name is Conan O'Brien, and I... And I feel, you know... okay about being Flula Borg's friend.
This is wonderful news. Thank you very much, Conan. Auf Wiedersehen. Ludibu, bampididu, schnanzipan, pamlempidu, ludibau, pamjukidu, snaishdibai, pansnudibu, bim bim bam bam snuti tadibu, schli, bibiskantan schnutzam pudibu, schli.
Hey there. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Joined as always by Sona Mavsesian. How are you, Sona?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Nice.
I'm
okay.
Good.
Right. Okay. It's weird. Matt Gourley, how are you?
I'm okay, but I'm worried about Sona.
Yeah, what is
I
that?
Say? Because if I say a one word answer, it's like not enough. So I thought I'd zhuzh it up a little.
Oh, that's you zhuzhing it up?
Yeah.
That's with zhuzh?
How is it if every time the podcast started, I was like, hey, Conan, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Why did you...
You're not going to be that cordial.
You have a very powerful, sophisticated microphone inches from your mouth, and you're constantly yelling. Is that... Eduardo, is her volume an issue?
No,
be
I wouldn't
honest.
Say, I wouldn't
be
say
honest.
So.
Be
I,
honest.
He's married to an honest. Armenian girl, so, you know, he knows what's up.
So is this just an... It's an Armenian thing?
I have the filter on, yes.
This is the... you guys speak very loudly to each other. In your
yes,
house.
We do. Now you've got me all. Now you've got me.
You can't even
all.
Do it. You can't even do it.
You can't even whisper. You know, it'd be so funny if you were in any kind of job that required you to whisper yeah. and you couldn't do it.
Librarian.
Do yeah. it.
You guys, they welcome to the library. Hey, welcome to the neonatal ward. Now, we do try to use softer voices here.
I'm telling people to be quiet, and I can't do it.
You can't do it.
Oh, okay. I'm also leaning into the mic. I don't need to do that.
No, you don't. It okay. gets you.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised. Eduardo, I'm always looking over at Eduardo and thinking that small fires are breaking out on his control board. Because, I mean, that is a lot.
But, you know, you're pretty loud, too. In fact,
nope,
I've got my headphones turned down really low to the point where it's mostly like a mix of the outside sound and then both of you, because you yell a lot, too.
Okay.
The term we like to use, Conan, you're very dynamic.
Okay.
Yeah, dynamic. Yeah. I think I have a great performance energy that has been a hallmark of my career.
Yeah.
Well, and Sona... I have a real performance energy. It's been a hallmark of my career.
Yeah.
Well, you got me pretty good.
You did.
You got me pretty good.
I liked it.
No. And you know what? To be fair, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Really, you took me down a notch.
I'm dynamic.
I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that character coming. But I mean, do you, when you've put your children to sleep, is it a problem? Do you, when you then lean in and go, night, night, guys? Is it a problem?
You're not asking for reals.
No, I'm having fun.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm a loud person. I come from a loud house.
How do you say goodnight to them?
Kisher party.
Oh, come on. They've
what?
Got to learn. They've got
what
to
do you
learn.
Mean?
I want them to be able to get jobs in America.
They're going to learn goodnight. Now they're going to be bilingual. Oh, it's cool
when
to be
gonna,
bilingual.
When are you going to teach them? What's the one you say?
Kisher party.
Okay, but when are you going to teach them? When are they going to learn goodnight?
They learn goodnight from shit they watch. The TV they watch.
You let them
stuff.
Watch shit?
Yeah, they watch shit.
Wait, what, no, are you, what are they
you
watching?
Know what I mean? I mean, like, they learn English, but, you know, we mostly speak to them Armenian, and then they watch TV and stuff. And,
right.
Yeah.
So they, what are they watching? Are they watching kids' shows, or do you have them watching? What are they watching?
They watch, like, their favorite movies, right? My Neighbor Totoro and The Fantastic Mr. Fox and Ratatouille and Nemo are, like, what's up in our house.
That's what's good. Happening. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them into The Iron Giant, but they're just, like, scared of the robot. I'm like, come on. Grow a pair.
Who tells their little boys to grow a pair? First of all, they need to grow two pair. They don't each get one testicle. Hey, guys, grow a pair.
What?
We only get one? Don't speak English. or you'll get a beating.
Oh, God. All right.
All right. Well, we just got a peek into your world.
Did no one speak Gaelic in your house?
Yes, all Irish people speak Gaelic.
I don't know.
I don't even honestly know what Gaelic sounds like.
Isn't Irish, old Irish, just called Irish, right? Am I wrong? Is Gaelic Scottish?
No, Gaelic is.
It is?
Yeah.
Then I'll cut that. I look like a fool.
No, you have to keep that in.
No, I don't.
Because you
the
are
editor.
Irish.
Yeah, he's and a fool.
Yeah, but no, you got to keep that in.
No, Gaelic is the old language of that island, of that particular island.
Does your family speak Gaelic?
Of course not. What are we?
Sorry.
The only Irish thing about us is that I grew up hearing a lot of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and Jesus Christ, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I mean, it was constantly the response to everything.
Yeah.
And I think I thought that was a Catholic thing. And then I knew that when I first started working with Robert Smigel, he'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ, what are we going to do? And I'm like, oh, okay. Jewish people say Jesus.
Yeah,
all the
everyone.
Time.
I think it's a thing that a lot of people say.
Yeah. I didn't realize. I thought it was just Catholics that said that.
Mm. Mm.
It's all behind us. My guest today, friend of mine, traveled to Germany with me for an episode of Conan Without Borders. You know him from such movies and shows as Pitch Perfect 2, Trolls World Tour, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. I do love this man. I really do. He's hilarious.
I love him.
He's wonderful.
And he's a really good fellow and delightfully funny. I'm excited to talk to him today. Flula Borg, welcome. You're the fool of fools.
Yeah, hello.
The greatest fool of all time.
Okay.
You bring me constant joy, and you're a tonic. I bring you, this is like, they must have this in Germany or in Austria, some sort of hot...
Vodka.
Is it a vodka? No, it's like a hot bath you sit in, or some kind of a...
Oh, you wanted to say a German word, say it.
A sauna, a Schleisenshauser.
Yeah, that's
that
a delicious
you sit
one.
In, and it's a tonic, right?
Yeah. You just soak it up, you ingest it, it enters into all of your pores, and then you just want to shake.
Yes, yes. So that is what you are for me, because whenever you're around, I'm instantly happy. I came in, I was in a bad mood today.
I saw it, yes, I saw it.
Yeah, I was thinking, oh, I gotta go, the world's in bad shape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, oh my God, look at this body I've been cursed with.
Oh, stop it, Conan. It's on fire, it's delicious. So
I
many
know.
Nipples.
Oh, I meant it's a curse to have this body.
I agree, everyone's like, why not me?
Men want to be me, women want to be with me.
Yes.
So I was depressed and feeling the burden of all that. And then I remember, Flula is on today.
He exists.
And I was so happy because you make me happy.
Thank you as well, Conan. You make me also happy. And I'm saying to you also, you are welcome for not having to play the Jack White music as I provided it for you with my mouth.
That's right. I think from now on, we would save a lot of money if we didn't play the Jack White song and we had you do it instead.
Loody-boo, bum-bee-dee-doo, schnancy-pan, pam-lem-pee-doo, loody-bow, pam-yuki-doo, snash-dee-bye, pan-snoody-boo, bim-bim-bam-bam-snooty-taddy-boo, schlee, bip-bis-gantan-schnoot-tam-poody-boo, schlee.
Sorry, Jack.
I think we're actually going to cost us more money. Because now there's an extra usage of the music in the episode.
Oh, right.
ASCAP.
Because you're using the same tune.
Oh.
That's the problem, you German fool.
I apologize.
No, what we need to do is change the lyrics and the tune. Klaben schlied, leiben glad.
Yeah.
Gruben schlagen, schlieden gein, dann dumm den Schlag. Und als die Brote das Kolben O'Brien. See, that no one, there's no way in court anyone's going to say that's we are going to be friends.
No, that's Conan O'Brien braucht ein Freund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very good. One of the great marching tunes of all time.
Oh, everyone, all the Sousas love that.
Papa Sousa, Mama Sousa.
Daddy Sousa, of course.
Yes.
But not Cousin Sousa.
Oh my God, you missed out.
What?
A couple of weeks ago, sitting in the very chair you're sitting in now.
A fortnight?
Arnold Schwarzenegger was here.
Why did you not notify me via telegram?
Well, I sent you a sausage gram.
Oh, I never received those. My neighbor Charles always eats those.
No, he was sitting in the very chair, and it's so funny because I would think he'd be one of your heroes,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's my carbohydrates fitness protein hero. Yes, Goli.
And Werner Herzog was here as well.
At the same time, they were sitting piggyback.
No. Yes, Herzog sat on Schwarzenegger's lap and yes. acted like his ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, okay.
So Arnold was saying things like, "Well, you seem to be pretty happy today, Werner." And then he worked his mouth as if he were a dummy, but he was real. And Werner was going, "It is very good to be here. The bear has brought madness into society." And it was just a really fun routine.
How did they control each other's mandibles? Where were the hands inserted?
You don't want to know. I think Arnold had his hand right up Werner Herzog's ass.
Oh, is it the anus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most natural hole.
Ass is fine. You don't have to go to anus.
We can say, okay.
My point is...
What is it?
That we've had these... We've had these gentlemen here who are beloved fixtures in your culture.
That's very true. Yes, yeah. Both of those guys are legends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you complete the trifecta.
Oh, it's the three of us.
Yeah.
We can make it if we try.
Well, I'm just saying there's Schwarzenegger, there's Herzog, and then there's Borg.
Borg. Yeah. Yeah, the Expendables Deutsche version. Yes.
Yes. Brought to you by Porsche.
Natürlich.
The greatest machine.
Hello.
You and I want to let our listeners know that you and I have been friends for a long time.
It's absolutely accurate.
You would come on my show and bring me absolute delight. You would make me laugh like a school child.
I love this. School children giggle a lot.
Yes, they giggle. I was a little, you would reduce me to a little Bavarian schoolboy chuckling as I licked my marzipan.
I knew you would say marzipan.
I knew you. And I was so happy when you were on the show. And then when you come on the podcast, you bring me absolute joy. Like I've just had a brisk walk in my leather shorts in the Alps.
Oh, that's like a Lipton iced tea poured over your eyebrows.
Well, okay, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Welcome to me, Colin.
Yeah. Welcome to you. Yeah. How have you been? First of all, Flula, I did embrace you.
You did
out
deeply.
In the hallway. Yes. And you are made of pure mahogany. You must work out constantly.
Lots of pledge being sprayed all over my shoulders.
No, I didn't mean you're being waxed down like mahogany. I mean you are rock hard. No, I didn't mean anything dirty or sexual.
Oh.
I know that you're still impotent, but you...
Absolutely.
I'm saying your shoulders.
Yes.
Your lats.
Oh.
Your pecs.
Yeah.
It was like hugging an armoire.
Like an awkward Lego. Yes. Conan, I am bored. Have you heard of boredom?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So when this occurs, I just take things that weigh more than me and I put them up and down and up and down.
Up and down and up and down.
Yeah, the gravity.
Yes. And so you do a lot of working out. I know you have a trainer. We've talked about this before.
A trainer, Paolo. He's Italian. I don't understand him. He doesn't understand me. It's a very confusing United Nations.
Well, the important thing is you and your Italian trainer get along.
What we do.
And is he really responsible for you being in this shape?
Absolutely. I'm an idiot, Conan, as you have learned. I don't know what to ingest and what to outgest. I heard that you also like bicycles.
I like bicycles, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I like to look at them. I don't like to... I've never gotten on one.
Is this a fact?
No, it's a lie. Oh. I was making what we in America call a joke. I think you call it a Laubenschlieger.
Yeah, Laubenschlieger. Yeah.
So I like to ride a bicycle. I do, yes.
Oh, great. Just like the Queen song. Yeah.
Yes, I like to... Just like the Queen song, yes. I like to get on a bicycle and I like to ride it.
Oh, yes.
A friend of mine,
yes.
A shout out to my friend Brad, told me, no one's ever had a bad day on a bicycle. And it's right. I'm always happy when I'm riding a bicycle.
What about the people that have been inadvertently struck by trucks?
Oh, yes. He did say, I remember Brad saying this, with the exception of those who've been killed riding a bike.
Yes,
he did say that.
It's a small exception, but other than this, Brad Pitt, it was Brad Pitt, correct?
I don't like to get it out there that I ride regularly with Brad Pitt.
Yes.
But I ride regularly with Brad Pitt.
Wow, yes.
Mr. Yeah. Not just Smith. A couple of us, triple A-listers. You've heard of A-listers.
Yes,
Brad
the restaurant.
Pitt, Leo DiCaprio. Uh-huh. Your Conan O'Brien,
of course.
Eve Plum.
Oh,
from she was on the original Brady Bunch.
Oh, wonderful!
I just said original, like there has been another one.
Has there been a reboot?
No, there was not a reboot. It's the only thing they haven't rebooted.
Oh,
no, they made a movie.
They made a couple movies.
Yeah. Anyway, what I'm saying is,
yes.
Someone like me who's in the highest echelons,
absolutely,
of celebrityhood,
single digit IMDb.
Yes. I just, when I start to, ride my bicycle, other AAA celebrities show up alongside me.
It's like Forrest Gump, except you're riding a bicycle and the people following are also celebrities.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a very good image. That's exactly what it's right.
Are you wearing a shirt that says, "Have a nice day"?
No, I'm not. No, okay. you took it too far.
That was far enough.
Yeah. What is your diet like? Because you're one of the healthiest men I know. This morning, what did you have?
I had some chicken, mm-hmm. and then also had some mashy potatoes, and also.
Why do you call them mashy potatoes?
What do you name those?
We call them mashy mush mushes.
Well, see, it's more I would say efficient. As a German, we just say mashy potatoes, mm-hmm. as opposed to mashy mush mush potatoes.
Okay.
Which is now we more just call letter- them.
Oh. I was pulling your leg.
Stop it. Oh, down, boys.
No, we just say mashed potatoes here.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you heard of the song Mashed Potato by The Wiggles?
No,
mashed
I haven't.
Mashed potato.
No, my children are grown, so I haven't listened to The Wiggles in a very long time.
Adults can also listen to The Wiggles.
There's actually a warning on the label that says no.
Oh,
not for anyone over four.
I don't follow.
You'll
those.
Go into a blind rage.
Oh, perfect. Just start hitting bicyclists.
So you get up in the morning. I want to hear about your regimen.
Oh, I wake up. I ingest calories. I move very quickly. I ingest more calories. I think about Conan O'Brien, WWCBD. What would Conan O'Brien do? And then I do those things.
Okay. So I know you've been a huge fan of mine for a long time.
A very large fan. I once wrote a song about you and Andy called Conandy.
Oh, really?
I did.
You did or you didn't?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. And how does that song go? Can I hear any of it?
I need to clear it with, what's it called? Cap ass?
Ass cap?
Yeah. And then I will send it to you.
But you wrote it.
Yes.
But now we have Star to pay wagons. More money to Flula. I think we have to pay money.
I refuse money. I don't work $4.
Really? Yeah.
I get paid in biscuits.
Biscuits? Little biscuits?
Yeah. Have you had Bojangles in North Carolina, a chain that sells very delicious Southern biscuits?
Okay, it's just biscuit. It's not biscuit. It's just biscuit.
There's a U inside this, Conan.
Yes, I know, but we call it a silent U, a U that has been bullied into silence.
I will never be silent.
Okay. So you get up in the morning, you eat, I think it's chicken.
Yes, no biscuits.
No biscuits. Do you eat? You don't eat any carbs.
Who does that?
Well, I'll eat carbs all the time.
I eat them sometimes, but when I have a photo shoot with a Paolo Maschiti coming up, then I cannot eat those carbohydrates.
I see, yes. You know, I have to tell you, you put out a calendar.
I do, a
every
calendar.
Year. Yes. Flula Borg's calendar, yes. And they're available, I believe, online, but you always send me one, and yes. You always find a way to be, I would say, shirtless for most months.
Nipples even are exposed.
Even December, January, February, shirtless.
Oh, extra hot.
Yeah. Yes. No, I use the nipples come out of the calendar and I hang my shirts on them.
Oh, you can also use them to squeeze lemons.
Yes. And adjust your radio dial.
If you have some radio, yes, serious.
My point is you're very proud of your body, are you not?
No.
Why? Is this self-loathing? Because some people that have a body like yours are very self-loathing.
Listen, you have a delicious voice, and so you use it to make dollars and to make many, many podcasts. I have a body that someone gave to me. I have zero credit, so I have to utilize it, I have to prostitute myself.
Okay. How is your love life going, Flula?
It's non-existent. I once dated a whole note, a techno whole note.
A what? A techno whole note?
Whole notes of four beats of music.
You've dated four beats of music.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I will send you my Flalander, my next one, if you want.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
I treasure them.
Yeah,
I treasure them.
I want to hear more about this whole note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Gorley. You always get me off track, but Matt's here to say, wait a minute, let's double down.
Return to the, it's Gowley?
Gorley.
Oh, why'd
but
you
I know
say
there's
that?
A U in there.
Yeah, why is that you? Once again.
It would be Gowley.
Gowley.
Go for it. Yeah.
Matthew Gowley.
I'll take it.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Matthias Gowley.
Matthias Gowley.
Yeah, Matthias.
Yes,
yeah,
on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
So you dated a whole note.
Yes.
Explain how that works.
We established a romantic connection, mm-hmm. and then we lasted for four measures. And then I said, and then I moved on.
Yeah. What note was it?
I see what you're saying. Yes, an E flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third position on the trombone.
Yes.
Treble clef. Yes.
I could have warned you against an E
bass
flat.
Bass clef, excuse me. Yeah.
Okay. You are a monastic. You are celibate. You are not.
I'm Heloise, not Abelard. Correct. Yes.
Okay. So what do you do for fun? After your workout, what do you do? What does Flula Borg do?
I like to do Klimmzüge, which are push-ups, and then I also like to make jogging. Have you ever made jogging?
Listen, I just said after your workout.
Yeah.
After after your workout, you do push-ups and jogging. That's not after your workout.
Oh, you have never followed David Goggins on Instagram. Stay hard, Conan.
Oh, okay. So you do even after your workout, you do more exercise.
I do minor workouts, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you do when you're not working out? That's, I guess, the right question.
Oh, I like to sleep. Also like to look at the sky and also at other items in the world.
Okay. So looking at sky.
Yes.
Have you noticed anything about the sky recently?
It contains clouds on occasion and other occasions has no clouds.
Okay.
Yeah. Cumulonimbus clouds.
Writing this down, and I will send this to Scientific American. And this is good to know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, also stratocumulus cumulonimbus, also very nice clouds. Cirrus, a little too wavy for my taste.
Oh. Okay. So you're a cloud critic, as they say.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. And then you notice other objects. What objects have you been noticing lately?
I've noticed your delicious smile and wonderful haircut, Conan O'Brien.
Well, you know, I a lot of people are in love with my hair.
Yes. How do you style it? Do you wake up and it is like this, or is there a man and or woman that arranges it?
No one else does it. I figured this out myself a long time ago. I use various oils and resins, plus a little bit of mayonnaise.
Oh.
And then I work it in there, and then I cook it in a little kiln that just bakes my hair.
Hellman's?
For 40 minutes.
40?
Yes.
Hellman's or Kraft?
Well, I don't like to name Hellman's.
Thank you. Yeah, sponsor, yeah. Shout out.
No, it's definitely Hellman's is better.
Obviously Hellman's.
You really want whole eggs in there. But then I get this delicious pastry on top of my head. It seems to give people delight. And so it's a small price for me to pay to give other people joy.
It sounds like a large price, depending on the amounts of mayonnaise and croissants you purchase.
It's true. But, you know, I do it. I also think I maybe do it to draw attention away from parts of my body that maybe I'm not thrilled with.
Speak to me.
Well, I'm just saying I have beady little rat eyes.
That's incorrect.
Look, it is true. Look at me looking around. Beady little rat eyes.
Delicious.
And I've got this eye vein under my eye. And then I've got these thin lips. Like, what happened? What happened to that guy? Did he chew on a grenade to save his regiment? And his lips blew off?
Episode 2, Band of Brothers.
Yes. And so we hate to tell you, what happened to me? Your lips are gone. No! And so I think the hair is a way to draw people away from my features that I'm not as proud of.
Very confusing. You are a beautiful man. I love all of the items you have described in a fully platonic, non-sexual way.
Oh, well, maybe we can nudge that over to sexual.
Let's give it a try.
Once I was walking in the neighborhood where we make this podcast, and I heard someone shout out a window,
Yes.
As fans sometimes do.
Yeah.
And I looked around
and
I couldn't
see. Get off my
property? Exactly. Uh-huh. And get a real job. And so glad you're off television. I get that a lot. Someone will shout at me, and then I heard someone shout at me out a window, and I looked around and I couldn't see who it was. And then I get a text, and Flula said, that was me that just shouted out you at the window.
I said, hello, sorry for screaming. It's me, your friend, Flula Borg. Good to see you.
Yeah, but it all came out as, I don't have it! You know, it's that Doppler effect.
The Doppler effect.
You were going by so quickly.
Oh, yeah. Doppler plus Deutsch, unintelligible. Yes.
So it was nice of you to yell out at me.
Thank you. Did you have, I thought you had a baggie of delicious calories. Is that accurate?
Probably not accurate. Okay. I don't think I walk around much with food. And if I did have some food, I'd probably make David Hopping hold it.
Oh, David. David is still alive.
Well, yes, despite my best efforts.
He's been kept alive.
He's been kept alive.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. With these...
He's on a saline drip that's keeping him alive
now. Excellent.
Like in Seven.
Yeah. May I say hello? Oh, yeah. Perfect. Thanks. Bringing Brad Pitt back. I like it. Yes.
Well, my bicycle pal.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting this image of your life, but you're also very enterprising. You've been in movies. You've been in television.
Yes.
You're always on the go. Flula is slowly but surely taking over the world, yes?
Well, as a German, that's illegal, and I would never admit to this. I have...
Taken what I meant. I didn't mean to imply anything. I'm saying you are...
Invading.
I'm
subtly gathering stamps on my passport, fully legally and with everyone's consent.
You are blitzkrieging Hollywood with your talent.
Nope. I am just very subtly showing up with a cake and a smile.
A massive air show of talent.
No.
You are...
Daintily prancing around.
Yeah. Now, I had the pleasure of going to Berlin with you. Remember when we were in Berlin together?
I remember this, yes.
For me because I got to see you in your home environment.
Yeah.
And I noticed that a lot of the German people are very comfortable with nudity.
Oh, very much, yes.
And you seemed very comfortable with nudity, too.
I'm also German, so I'm part of this Venn diagram you have just described.
Now, I, as for example, not comfortable with my nudity at any time.
You did not enjoy having your penis exposed on the beach.
No, I wear a full-on formal tuxedo when I take a shower. But you, you on the other hand, I noticed very comfortable with it. Have you tried that here in the States? And what's the reaction been?
Oh, exposing my genitalia in
public? Well, just walking. Yeah, I don't mean just genitalia, but I mean letting your body be free of all clothing. Have you been nude in America, and how has that gone over for you?
It has gone in awkward ways. I try to... Have you seen the show Austin Powers and the Murder Mystery Man? Oh, I don't know the name. International Murder?
International Man of Mystery.
Yeah, in the beginnings, it is the credits. He's always like turning around. Oh, maybe we will see his pee-pee. But no, it's a broccoli. Mm-hmm. And then he turns around he's like, what is that? Oh, it's an M1 Abrams tank or something. And so this is how I try to present it to myself in America, because I know everyone is terrified of nudity here.
Okay. Well, I don't know if they're terrified of it, but it can be inappropriate quickly. I'm told you boarded an American Airlines flight completely nude. That's the kind of thing that's not cool.
I was wearing flip-flops, so... Okay. So it's inaccurate.
It's just, okay, well... The news accounts I read did not mention the flip-flops.
Well, you didn't read deep enough, or they are terrible reporters.
Okay, well, this was the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. These are fine papers.
Oh, Nicholas Kristof. Okay, yeah, okay, much respect. Yeah, okay.
He apparently was sitting in the row opposite you.
Yeah, so. Well, we are no longer on speaking terms. Okay.
You were friends until you boarded his flight.
Until
naked.
I just heard this news of my flip-flops being omitted.
In general, you're doing well? Life is good?
Oh, I am absolutely terrible, Conan.
Why?
Well, the world is on fire.
Everyone, people always say that. Really?
Mathematically, no one that is now alive will be alive in 222 years.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that.
Now just think about this.
I made all these plans.
I know. So now you have to execute those plans immediately. Do it all tomorrow. You know, don't wait. What they say? Wait tomorrow and it's too late for today to make it. So you should have it. You should do it now.
I can't believe that hasn't been a poster.
I think Benjamin Franklin, no?
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin, as he was stroking out, said that.
Yes.
Don't put to tomorrow what today can be done the other day.
Day. So
if you go forward another
too
day.
Late. And then please relight my stove and there's some lightning.
There's a storm coming. Someone tie a key to a kite.
Tie a key and make me an omelet.
Let me ask you something. How familiar are you with American history? Do you consider yourself, I mean, you've come to this country. We welcome you with open arms, as America does sometimes. But do you consider yourself an American citizen now? Do you think you're comfortable in these ways?
I am very confused every time about everything, but I'm also very excited. I love to learn. I'm like a sponge. You can just dump things into me, Conan.
You don't dump things into a sponge. A sponge sort of goes over the... It's an inaccurate metaphor.
Yeah, and you added a U to the sponge just now.
Oh, I'm sorry about Gowley.
Oh, see?
Jesus.
I took your U and added it to sponge.
So I'm Gorley again.
Okay, it's Gorley and sponge.
All right. Okay, so...
A wonderful tag team detective show. Yeah.
Gorley and sponge. They took the U from Gorley and added it to sponge.
Yeah.
So it's Gorley and sponge.
Better than Thelma and Louise.
Whenever I'm done speaking to you, I'm very stupid at the end. And you don't get smarter.
Speaking to myself, never. No, no.
No, no. To me, when I'm done speaking to you, I'm very dumb always. I'm going to go home. I'll probably have to be driven home because I'm not safe to drive after speaking to you because I'm so stupid.
Yes, I get it. So, Conan, when other people speak to me, it's like, you know, people are like, oh, you should have your teapot open and ready to receive more tea. But I have the top is on.
What?
So if you put...
I don't understand at all.
Imagine a submarine.
Yeah. How do we get to a submarine?
Imagine how many liquids and waters and airs enter a submarine.
Yes.
That is my brain when we speak.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
I'm going to change the topic.
Okay.
To your topic I was trying to talk about, which is you and America. What about this country confuses you?
A lot of this, there's much driving, not much. Do you have a burp? Is that a fart?
I just burped.
Oh, okay.
I just quietly burped. I'm drinking a lot of water, and I just burped into the little microphone.
But you also leaned up a bit, so I didn't know if
you... Well, I wanted you to see that I was burping.
But so that was purely burp. That was not a toot burp.
I can't do the both at the same time.
You can't...
I mean, I'd be in the almanac if I could do that.
It's a flurp, yes.
What's that?
A flot and a blurp.
Okay, now I'm so stupid, my heart's not beating. You've just taken me down to... Baseline activities that are that are run by the cortex are gone.
Yes, you're in the seventh level of the Titanic. You're just shoveling that coal, but no cuisines are being cooked.
You do you like America?
It is very enjoyable to me. I feel very lucky. I have received a career thanks to you and also other Americans who have employed me. So vielen Dank and thank you, Conan. Christopher, is it correct? O'Brien.
Conan Christopher O'Brien. Very good. That is my name.
I've Googled you.
Yes. Oh, you have?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. You are a comedian and also a host.
A host.
Yeah.
Do you also say ghost?
Yeah, ghost.
Ghost and host.
A ghost. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Geist. Okay. Und Gespenst.
Ja.
Ja. Geist is like your spirits. And Gespenst is an actual small... Ja, ja.
Kannst wir sprechen auf Deutsch?
Ja, wenn du willst. Na klar.
So, roter Kopf kann nicht verstehen.
Ja, der versteht nichts. Ja. Überhaupt nichts.
Okay,
ja,
Geist.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the odd man out at the UN. What's going on here?
We were saying, can we talk so that you can understand?
Oh, very nice. Well, that's really... That's some real hospitality there.
Das war nicht nett. Sorry, Bangladesh. Yes.
Now, how much German do you speak?
Nur ein bisschen Deutsch, but nicht sehr gut.
Kleben. Well, I'm joining in.
So, hast du es nicht verstanden? Nein,
no, nicht verstehen Sie nicht.
Oh, Kleben. Schade.
Na klar.
Es und kriegt ein und der Frage, ob das kurz bricht ein, das oder der BMW oder der Bavarian Schnad. Echt Stund, der... Falki und Faldo.
Falco, ja.
Endost, Gredion, Biktot, Rieden, Spektrum.
Ja, wenn du wirklich willst, machen wir das auf jeden Fall. Das ist wirklich schön.
Kleben. So that's how it's done, Gorley. And the next time you feel.
Es tut mir leid.
Oh, Otto Preminger.
Oh, na klar. Of course. Ja, bist gut about.
Yeah.
And Friti.
Oh, Colonel Klink.
Oh, mashy.
You know what? I don't think we can put ads on this episode because
listening anymore.
No, I think we have to contact all the advertisers and say you don't want to waste your money on this episode because absolutely nothing is happening.
I'm very sorry, Conan. I know this is our not first, but this will be our last time together.
This is the last. This can't happen again. I'm being signaled right now by, Jesus Christ. He's looking in through a window saying no more of these.
Oh, wonderful. He has spoken to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Regularly. Yes. Oh,
great. Congratulations.
Well, I am the chosen.
I look forward to reading your book.
I want things for you.
Me as well. But
I want you to enjoy your time here, and I want you someday maybe to have a family. Do you think that's possible?
I'll have a musical family, maybe a family of animals, fanimals.
Would you ever...
Do you trust me with children? Can you imagine me with babies?
I think you'd be a great dad, yeah.
Oh.
You know what I did, as a matter of fact, I know we've mentioned this before.
Say it to me.
But I gave you once, for fun, when we were on tour together, I gave you an American Girl doll.
Yeah.
And you... I thought, just for fun, I gave you one.
Thank you.
And I thought that would be it. And this tour lasted a while, and you bought a baby holder.
Baby Bjorn.
Yeah, baby Bjorn.
No relation to Fula, yeah.
You bought a baby Bjorn, and you took care of this baby beautifully.
Thank you.
You brought the baby everywhere.
Yes.
And I thought, he'd be a great dad.
Well, I'm very good with an inanimate object with legs and arms that cannot pee-pee, poo-poo, or be fed.
Okay, all right.
But an actual live being, Conan would say be very careful about it, yes.
Would you be tempted if you had 7 children to make them sing, you know, before they went to bed at night?
Yeah, I would. If I had 7 children, I would be tempted to say, hey, I'll be right back. I'm running some errands, everyone.
And then you'd take off.
Yeah.
I think the minute they heard you say that, they'd know you're not coming back.
He doesn't know how to run and does not understand the word errands. Yes. Conan, you have offsprings.
Yeah, I do.
Do you plan on more, 5 to 6 more of these offsprings?
Well, I'm. I think no.
You're
think
very virile.
Well, I know I am. I think that's understood when you just hear the podcast.
It's a delicious voice.
My sexual exploits are legendary. I think I have 2 children, and they're beautiful, and I love them. I think, you know, I'm very happy in my marriage. So no, I think that's it. I think that's it for me. You know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think that's it. I think there'll be no more Conan children.
What finality? Okay.
No, I just say. I mean, I love these 2 kids, and
that's enough for you.
Yeah.
So you're not like Constantine or Alexander. You don't need to.
Well, in some ways, I am. Yeah, a conqueror, legendary figure whose name will resonate through history.
Yes.
Reverberate, if you will.
I will do
it. But no, I'll be happy to, if you had a child, I would adopt it.
You would adopt my child?
Yeah. Okay. If you have a child and you want to take care of it, I will adopt your child.
I will commence with the procreation process.
Okay. Well, what a man. You know how to get a lady into bed.
Yes. Yes.
We will now commence.
Yes, now it happens. Yeah. Play the Falco. Yes.
What are you hitting the clubs much recently?
I don't hit any of the clubs at all. I am doing a lot of nighttime playing of music by myself. And then I also play trombone in the mornings to awaken my neighbors and also the world.
And that goes over well with them?
No.
Okay. Wouldn't think it would.
I received many complaints, but a glissando, there's no better way to wake up Conan than with a glissando.
Very nice. Did you...
That's a sliding of the trombone as you play a toot.
A toot. You play a toot.
Yeah.
You are a musical maestro.
Thank you.
Give us a toot.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in an umpapa band?
No, I have observed umpapa bands. I have been in a Schuhplattler band before where I Schuhplattler and the Umpa Zumpa. And then we will join.
Schuhplattler is when you slap yourself.
Well, it's
and you slap other people as well.
Yeah,
there's a lot of slapping.
Yes, that was chimpanzee as you did, but there will be other items that you will slap, like buttocks and also knees and also toes.
Yes,
it's like that song.
Yeah, it's crazy. I got to do it with Andy Richter once. There's a remote you can see online where Andy Richter and I Schuhplattler. It's one of my favorite remotes we ever did. Because it's insane. You were there for that, actually.
I observed it, yes.
You observed it. It was absolute madness.
It was the most German people observing you with absolute Germanity. Yeah, it was very great. They refused to giggle or laugh at anything you said.
No, and I loved it. It's one wonderful. Of my... Look it up. It's online. Go check that out.
I saw you be excited at people not enjoying you.
Oh, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
When people aren't enjoying me, there's a delight I feel. When some people describe going towards the light when they die and they feel this peace and this calm and they know they're going towards their loved ones, that's how I feel when I'm going too far in one direction and people around me don't like it,
yes.
I'm in nirvana. I'm as happy as I can be.
I feel this as well when I do things. Conan, why? I don't understand this, but it is a delicious time. It's like, oh, everyone thinks this is terrible, but I'm still enjoying this snack.
Yes. And I love sometimes that, oh, we are born alone and we die alone. And this is this moment, this pure moment where I'm on stage in front of all these people. And I'm so delighted with myself. No one's following me on this.
Yep.
And I don't know how to describe it, but I feel effervescent.
Yeah, this is a metaphor for my entire life. And I'm very excited about this. Conan, do you find that this is more fun or less fun than people are like giggling and laughing and clapping at you? Which feeling is...
I always hear laughter and giggling in my head.
Oh, it's your
own... Right now I'm killing.
Crush.
When I order in a restaurant, I hear huge applause.
When you hit order on the Postmates, you...
Oh, yes. I'm like, whoa, standing ovation, 7 minutes, Chicago Theater.
10% tip.
8% is as high as I will go.
That's the most?
Yeah.
Single digits. Yeah.
I keep it in the singles, I always say.
Of course.
Buy this whole, tip a lot. Why?
What's the point of that?
Exactly.
Why do we do it?
You're such a good improv partner. Why do we do it?
Yes, and, yeah.
Let's play a quick improv game right now.
Yes, and.
Okay. Let's try it right now. Okay. Well, this is pretty hard work, isn't it, Joe?
Oh, that's right, Johnson. I am also hurting from my back and also hips.
Oh, man, I can't believe we have to dig so many holes.
Oh, this is so sad. Look at this hole. It's not deep enough.
Yeah, well, time to fill it with marshmallow because this is...
Marshmallow University.
I thought that was a terrific improv.
Oh, is that it?
Well, okay, we'll keep going. Yes, I sure love it here at Marshmallow University.
Me as well. Good thing we have enough chocolate, otherwise we would be making some lessers.
Some what?
S'mores, lessers.
Lesser? I didn't know what lesser was.
It's the opposite.
Some lessers, a joke to compare with s'mores, which...
You got that?
Yeah.
I didn't... Adam, did you get that? Did you get that?
No, I did
Eduardo,
not.
Did you get that play? Okay,
style.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I declare a thumb war.
Yeah. Okay, stop it. Stop it.
And a pinky piece.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
I won't have it. I will not have it.
I agree.
I thought that was terrible.
I agree with you, Conan. No.
You just blew up the improv. And of course, Gowley goes with you on it.
Yes, but my inside brain was also laughing.
I think you and I work very well together. We did some improv on stage. And then when I would do Q&A with the audience, you would run around yes. with the microphone. And my favorite thing is you would trip or bump into someone and say shit in German, which is
Scheiße.
Yeah, Scheiße. Yeah. And so you'd be running around the microphone going, and you'd be going, Scheiße.
Lots of Scheiße. I don't know why.
That made me laugh really hard.
It was accurate.
Yeah.
I was receiving a lot of pinches. People are pinching, you know, like, pinch me if this is a real thing happening. So I received lots of pinches.
A lot of, would you say people were coming on to you?
I don't really know how to read these things. Like, yeah. is someone attracted to me?
Usually, if someone's giving you a pinch, where? Where on your body?
It was usually buttock region and yes. also between the buttocks.
Well, that is someone actually molesting you. That's someone molesting you.
Tunt.
What?
The tunt.
No, it's the taint. Taint, okay. Not tunt. Tunt is, that's just wrong. Tunt is. Don't ever say tunt again. Tunt is the weird.
Yeah,
it just sounds so
because
wrong.
Because already the taint is the in between of something, so the tunt feels like even more in between.
Don't even talk about it. You know what? You're not allowed to talk about it. Gowerly.
All right.
The tunt is inside the taint. You're saying.
Okay. Don't. Like, don't.
Well, I'm not
don't.
Saying that.
I'm, like for, tent, I'm, out, sep, hey, I'm outlawing this word.
I love it.
No more tunt.
I'm good at this. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No more tunt.
Okay.
It's a tunt-free zone.
Okay.
Taints only in this biatch.
You know what my favorite musical is?
Tell me more.
Tunt Misbehavin'.
Oh!
Listen.
Yes? Mm. Do you know what my favorite baseball hit is?
What's that? What?
A tunt.
Oh, yes, of course. It's really, yeah, the bunt, yeah.
It's when they hit the ball very slowly.
Worst improv ever. This is terrible. They don't hit the, whatever. Do you follow American sports?
I love that you hated this. Yes, I follow it. I like your basketball, your hoops, and your swishes.
You love basketball.
Yes.
And I made your dream come true once.
You did. You let me meet a very nice man named Charles Barkley.
Yes, I was. We were in a bar together.
We were, yeah.
And we were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And suddenly I hear a gentleman call my name, and it's none other than one of the great basketball players
round
of all
mount
time.
Of rebound.
Yes, yes, Charles Barkley. And I happen to know that you were a massive fan of the 1980s NBA.
Oh, yes.
Because that's all you could see on VHS tapes.
Tape delay.
When you yeah. were living in Germany.
Yeah, up to 93. So the last thing I saw was the Suns-Bulls finals featuring Charles Barkley, Dan Majerle, Michael Jordan, and Scottie Pippen.
Right. And then you had no knowledge of anything that happened in the world after that.
Oh, it's like that Will Smith Men in Black pen was yes. just shown to my face in 1994.
Yeah. So yeah. you knew nothing.
No.
So I remember bringing you over yes. and introducing you to Charles Barkley. And yes. you were just filled with wondrous joy.
Yes. Giggled.
He didn't understand a word you said.
Zero words. He did not make eye contact with me. He could see the excitement was too high for just a meeting of a man.
Yeah.
Also, the fanny pack, I think, was...
You were wearing a really bizarre European fanny pack.
Sparkles.
And you got nervous and you went into, I think, complete German.
I did. And I also misremembered. He went to Auburn, but I said Alabama, and this is a big no-no.
Yeah. Yeah, you pissed him off. But he was a gentleman. He was a real gentleman
yes,
about it.
Yes.
And he gave me and security a signal, and then we got you out of
you
there.
You carried me away. I felt like I had won a championship.
That was nice.
Yes, thank you again, Conan, for this. I have still yet to repay you for this.
Please. Maybe someday you'll introduce me to one of my heroes.
And please list those heroes for me now.
All you'll need is a mirror. Dun, 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 cause I love myself.
Hall and Oates, yeah? That'll cost us. Yeah, we just lost. How many subscribers?
Yeah. It says right here.
That's a fast-moving number.
No. We just lost the BetterHelp people.
Oh.
We lost Casper Mattresses.
What about ZipRecruiter?
We gained Duolingo.
You gained
Duolingo and Babbel want in.
Babbel in. Yeah. Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone wants in.
Listen.
All of them want people to learn how to speak correct German. So in
Sign
a way, we're winning. Yeah.
Yeah. This is very exciting.
Yeah. Do you have big plans for the coming year, you know?
Yes, I plan to go on tour and learn how comedy functions, and then I will prepare a 60-minute presentation of it.
So you're going to go on tour... to learn how comedy works.
You know how they say, if you want to land on the ground, jump out of a plane and then build your parachute.
Okay. I am going to... Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign you up for a six-week course where they teach you...
Please.
...common aphorisms.
Yes.
Okay? And you can learn them. You can learn because you don't seem to know the simple things, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah. You have to cherish those.
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a...
With shoes, hopefully, if it's that long.
more. When life gives you lemons, make...
Oh, throw those away and purchase limes as they are better.
more.
Help me here. I got to come up with more.
Stitch in Time is worth
42 cents.
Okay.
When at first you don't succeed...
Oh, give it up immediately.
The early bird gets...
Probably eaten by the even earlier bird.
Yes.
Who is usually larger.
Yeah. The larger birds usually get up earlier.
Larger birds are...
And they lie on the ground with their mouths open.
Waiting.
Yeah. And waiting. Then they just... Yeah, they wait for the early bird.
To land and then get chewed.
Yeah. You are... like I say... you're like a vacuum.
Yeah.
Do you feel that your intelligence is dropping?
In a way, I feel like my mind is expanding.
Oh, I love that.
I agree. My mind is expanding, but my brain is shrinking.
That's what happens
my
after a
skull is getting
anger.
Bigger.
Right. I'm losing book smarts, but I'm gaining cosmic awareness.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like Neil deLasse Tyson. Yes.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
It's a reference to a canine who is less intelligent than a scientist.
But you...
You know what you're going to have to do, Afua?
Several things. Defecate, probably sleep.
Yes,
eventually.
And also, before you take this comedy tour,
yes.
You must learn as a comedian, you're not supposed to say, get it, over and over. You know, every time you make a joke, you shouldn't say, get it.
How do you not know? You need to...
You just have to hope they get it, and if they don't, it's too bad. But you can't keep saying, get
so
it.
So I will say like, oh, look at those donuts. I hope you get it. But if you didn't get it, that's too bad.
No, don't even say that. Don't bring up the concept of getting it or not. Just be confident. Oh. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a very fun lesson to teach to me. Thank you, Conan.
Listen, some people call me an icon.
Space cowboy.
Space cowboy. Gangster of love.
Yes.
You've got some of the aphorisms down.
Yeah.
You love American music, don't you?
I love music, and Americans make a lot of it.
Okay. A lot that you make, or the Americans just make a lot.
You're
and
not
you
under
like
oath.
Some of it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's just I've seen a lot of indictments these days. Yes, I love all the musics. I love American music very much. Hall and Oates is very nice. Technotronic.
Yep, they were terrific. Yeah.
Technotronic is also very fun. Snap! Exclamation point. I got the power.
That's an old one. You like some old music.
Got the power.
Yeah, but that's what is that, like 25 years old?
Early 90s. Yeah.
So you're a creature really of the early 90s.
I think so, because we just didn't receive many things after this. I just kind of turned my brains off and just kept absorbing the same things.
I feel like you got all the pop culture you needed probably between 1986 and 1994.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then you said, that's all I need, and you didn't...
No, 1994, Dream Team 2, and then you move on, and then now I've watched Game of Thrones 6 times in a row, and this is the fullness of my experience.
So you
experience.
Think Friends is a show that was on for one season?
I assume Friends is a thing I would love to have some of.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Do you have questions for Flula? I mean, I'm opening the floor.
I mean, I guess I just have maybe more advice.
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love this.
No, not to give you advice,
I'm
but
a sponge.
I would like to get advice.
Oh, okay.
I just feel like you've kind of got it figured out in some sort of cosmic way. Do you have
any advice? I would disagree only on his clothing choices. I don't always agree with. Flula today is dressed. What are you wearing? You're wearing a fleece that has and you have
duct tape
on your green pants.
Yes,
and these are like chroma key green. You could do green screen on.
Yeah, it's like you took a weatherman set and
made
pants.
I'm like a reverse Ichabod Crane.
Yeah. And then you've got a fanny pack that you have a fanny pack that's
yes.
very strange. Is that
well, Conan, you will not remember this as you have gifted so many things to so many people, which is to include this. You gave
did I get that
nice
for you?
One.
During Comic Con of 2018, I joined you and we ate donuts and you gave me several fanny packs.
That's very nice of me.
It was.
Oh.
Thank you very much, and I very much appreciate this.
I didn't even realize I gave that to you.
You did.
That's a nice one.
Like a more elegant fanny pack.
That's a nice one. You know, and I was going to say that's because you have some bad fanny packs. I'm just going to be honest.
Very yes. Awful.
Like they have tigers on them and stuff, and that's actually quite tasteful and nice.
This is very nice. Yes, I very much agree with you, and I'm very grateful to you, Conan, once more. Thank you.
All right, you're being very formal about this. We didn't just sign a peace treaty. It's okay.
Sorry. Look. Okay.
All right.
I apologize. Conan.
Yes.
I'm wanting to make 60 minutes of haha, and I'm going to tour around the country. I would like one more piece of advice before you delete and format the hard drives of this podcast.
Well, that wouldn't be me. That would be Gowerly.
Gowerly. Okay.
Never. This is one of my favorites.
I think it's important for you to maybe get outside. Because you spend so much time working out that I don't think you're, you know, comedy's all about observations, you know? You look at Seinfeld, you know, he walks around, you know, look at that guy, what's he doing? You know, it's that kind of thing. You want, what you want to do is you want to notice things and say, hey, have you noticed when, you know, the other day I was over there, you know, buying a ice cream pop over at the ice cream store. And then I noticed this, don't you know, hate it when they do blank and blank. And then the audience is like, oh my God, he's just like me. I don't think you can do that.
No.
Because you don't go outside. You're just inside working out, listening to music from 1991.
Yeah, I just like, don't you hate it when they play songs from 1997?
That's your opening bit?
Well, I'm attempting.
Yeah, you can't do observational humor if you haven't gone outside
if
your apartment.
Observing.
If you're a strange German man and you're inside your apartment lifting weights and occasionally blowing into a horn... you're not going to be able to do good observational comedy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I will now go outside, we have plenty of the screens, and just observe things, and then say what I have observed to people who are sitting in chairs.
Yeah, try and make it like a joke. Don't just say, you know, have you noticed when you go outside, you know, there's the parking meter, and it actually, you put the money in, for 2 minutes, then you get the... It's got to be a real observation.
Oh, I thought, okay, that was, yeah.
That was just describing what a parking meter does.
And then you say you get it.
No, don't say you get it. Don't say you get it.
I'm very excited. Conan, I feel prepared. I see an intense outline of questions that you guys wanted to ask me. I don't think we got to any of them.
You know what's so funny? Usually I have notes here about things to talk about, but with you, I think that's a waste of time.
I'm a slave.
So I threw the notes away.
I do as well. Yes.
What is there? I mean, it's ridiculous. Why would I look at notes to talk to Flew LeBorg?
What is the purpose?
What is the purpose?
What is the purpose?
You know?
I agree. I don't know. We'll be right back after these massages.
No, we're not getting massages. We're not getting. Do you ever get massages, by the way?
I receive no. It's not a pleasure to me.
Not a pleasure to have your body rubbed?
No. No. Oh. I like a light tickle, as if a feather has perhaps, you know, again from Forrest Gump, doodly-dee-doo-doo-dee-doo-doo, and it lands on your leg. I like this.
Okay. How many times have you watched Forrest Gump?
14 times last year.
Oh, last year
the
alone.
The Forrest Gump soundtrack. Bow, 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 bow.
Okay.
Bow, bow, bow. You know it.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah.
A couple hundred bucks.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Right. Keep costing us money every time you sing a song. Do me a favor. Do not sing any Led Zeppelin. We can't afford that.
Oh, so no cash.
Okay, don't. Okay.
Yep. Sorry.
All right. What do you do? What are you doing tonight? Would you and I ever go out together, the two of us?
Do you go outside and enjoy things in the evening?
Well, that's an insulting question. Of course I do.
Oh, it is a curiosity.
Don't I look like a man of the world?
Yes, of course.
Don't I look like I get outside a lot?
You are 6'5", 6'9", with the hair. Yes, of course.
Okay, so yes, I go outside. I like to go to a restaurant occasionally.
I would join you at restaurants. I would enjoy you outside in a place where clubbing is occurring or dancing or also staring.
Okay. Do you like sushi?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoy sushi. I enjoy other things also.
Okay.
Matt Gowley, do you enjoy sushi?
I love sushi.
Yeah, great. I'm trying to incorporate everyone into this.
Oh, thank you.
I think we should go with everybody. Yeah. Adam, do you like sushi?
I like sushi. Yeah.
Eduardo?
Don't care for it.
You don't like it? Then it's not. Then it we can't happen.
Wow.
If Eduardo, I mean, sorry, that's how I roll. If Eduardo can't be there, I need to bring everybody here.
Just hates it.
Unanimous.
That's really? You don't like sushi?
I just it's something about the texture of this.
The texture is the best part. The texture is like butter. It's like fantastic.
Maybe I haven't had the right one. Is there one you recommend?
Yes, it's beep.
Fuck sushi?
See you there.
I love fuck sushi.
You too.
It's with a PH, okay? It's right around the corner from Tunt Center.
The Tunt Center for Humanitarian Causes.
Yes, of course.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful... Oh, you know what? I'm going to make that my cause. You know, like, please donate money to the Tunt Center.
Tunt Center, yes.
Yeah. That's going to be mine.
Wherever you want, I will be there.
You'll be there for the for Tunt Center?
Yes, I will cut all those ribbons.
Okay. But there's going to be no ribbons at the Tunt Center.
Why not?
Just, yeah.
Okay.
That's my improv style. It's just when I don't have something to go...
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I do it as well.
I hope you're not deported. I think you will be soon.
Oh, it's a matter of just a few days.
I honestly think when this hits, the government's going to be on you immediately. Yeah. Why is this man here?
I wrote a techno song when I was first deported, so I will just write a second one. That's how you do it.
Okay. Yeah. And how do you keep getting back into the country? Because you've been deported several times.
I am. I know I may look as this, but I'm very flexible. I mean, I can...
So you've just FedEx yourself into the country?
You FedEx your... Mainly DHL, though, just to be on brand.
Do you have any projects that are coming up that I can promote? Do you have anything?
Oh, sure. I inadvertently forgot to remove the lens caps from an entire sitcom and recorded an entire season of this. it's called Flula Makes Five. And so now we've turned it into a podcast.
Okay.
I hired my cousin Heinz to run the cameras. He's an idiot. So we have 8 episodes of a full-length sitcom called Flula Makes Five. The premise is I am living in the basement of a house and a family of 4 does not read the fine print and purchase the house. So Flula Makes Five is Alf meets Mr. Belvedere.
Okay, that sounds... Nice. What's the word? Dreadful. It sounds dreadful.
Oh, Dreadfort. You love Game of Thrones. Ramsay Bolton. Yes. Oh, he tortured Reek.
Yes, he sure did.
That's where he did it.
Yeah, that's where he did it.
Oh.
All right, why don't we say goodbye to Flula? Yeah.
Okay.
Flula.
Bye-bye,
I can't say it's been a pleasure. I don't know what it's been, but I do honestly love it when you walk through the door.
Also, you as well. Thank you for the deep hugs. It's nice to meet everyone. And hello, Matt.
Yeah, I get it.
Very good.
No,
and maybe just a quick hello to America, too.
Hello, America. Thank you very much for not deportating me. I look forward to several days inside your borders.
Okay, very good. Flula Borg, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hey, boss, do you want to take a voicemail or two?
Well, actually, this is awkward.
Yeah, I noticed something.
Flula hasn't left.
Oh, yes.
Usually when the interview's over, Flula, you know, people...
Mingle. Hang out.
No, they have things to do. They're big stars.
Oh.
And they say, you know, I've got to go.
Oh, no.
You did this last time, too. I don't know if you
remember.
I know.
I've done this podcast before.
You've done this podcast before, and you didn't leave then either.
Oh, wonderful.
You have not. I mean, you must have something you've got to do right now.
Not in this moment. In about 2 to 3 hours, I will need to urinate and then also have a snack.
Do you schedule everything in your life?
Yes, it's all on my timers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't even go by bladder pressure urine?
No, I have a Pomodoro. Do you know the Pomodoro effect?
No.
Set a timer every 28 minutes and that's when you do a new thing. So
new
thing? What do you mean? What?
Well, in 28 minutes will we be finished at
yes,
that moment?
Yes, definitely.
Then I will return to my automobile and then I will stare at the sky, aforementioned callback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just saying that what you're doing right now is probably not great for your career.
Did you get it though? Did you get it?
No. I don't even listen to you anymore. I don't listen to you.
Okay.
I just look at your powerful mandibles your fierce wolf-like eyes. And listen to your voice.
Thank you.
It sounds like a chocolate maker yelling at me. And what I'm trying to say is that it creates a good impression when I say, okay, thanks a lot for being here, President Obama. Mm-hmm. And then he has to get up and go because everyone imagines him having big things to do.
Writing bills,
you know, thank you so much, Jane Fonda. And she gets up and she runs out because she's Jane Fonda. She has a lot to do.
Yes.
You, by sticking around,
a fungus.
you're creating this illusion, and maybe it's not an illusion, that you really have nothing to do.
No, it's a illusion of staying power, of consistency, of always there, can't stop, won't stop, you know, 1960s Celtics, you know what I mean?
Wow, okay, yes. Yeah. Well, we were all just thinking about the 1960s Celtics.
Definitely.
So
yeah. Shout out to Drew Heinsohn.
You know, you're making my brothers very happy right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Hey, Red Hour back, huh?
Oh, nice. Are they mass holes?
Okay. Let's... yes.
I was recently taught this word.
Okay. Yes, they are. They are mass holes, my brothers.
Oh, nice. Great.
Have you been to Boston?
Yes. I've been to Boston. I've been to... Where are you from?
It's just Boston. It's not Boston.
Boston.
No. Yeah. It's... did you like it there?
I did like it very much. I enjoyed it. I liked to... the Fleet Center was very enjoyable to see. And you are from Boston?
Yeah. Right outside Brookline, Massachusetts.
Oh, I've heard that's the Tunt of Massachusetts. Is that correct?
It's not the Tunt of Massachusetts.
Also,
it's a lovely little town that's right on the Boston line. You can walk into Boston in seconds, or if you get in trouble, you can quickly leave Boston and get into Brooklyn.
Tip-toe. Yeah, in and out.
Tiptoe out. I used to do that a lot when I'd get in trouble.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, back in the day. I was quite a naughty boy.
I like it. What did you do?
I'd stay late at the library.
Oh.
And sometimes I'd take out a book and I'd turn it in a day late.
Oh, overdue, baby.
Yeah. Every now and then I'd get a free sample of an ice cream that I didn't intend to buy in the first place. You
sneaky sucker, small spoon.
So, yeah, I was a real wild man back in the day. But well, it is nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And awkward as well.
Yeah, it's because no guest has ever been in the third act segment, and you somehow have done it twice, both times you were on.
Oh, right.
I'm like that villain that was murdered in act two, but then maybe not murdered hard enough.
Right.
So then he's back.
Yeah, like a slasher that gets back up off
the floor. Yes, sorry again.
Yeah, so it's funny that we're bringing this up, and you're not even becoming self-conscious and leaving now.
No,
you're still sticking around.
Why don't we try asking him to leave?
Oh, if you just said this, I would leave. Yes, of course.
Flula, I think you should go.
Okay, great. Everyone, wait. Great to meet you. Bye-bye.
Oh, I didn't really think he'd go.
Simple. No, I didn't either.
Oh, wow.
He really is leaving.
Wow, he's getting his... Wait, why is he getting separate shirts?
Yeah, why does
he... Oh, this is a sun shirt. Wait, you've asked a question? Oh,
yes.
So he's back.
He's back.
Shirts are important to cover your body because no matter how many creams you wipe on your face and arms, you can still receive sunburns.
Okay.
Oh. But you already have a shirt.
Layers. Layers are for players, Matt.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's long sleeve?
Long sleeve.
I see.
And a hood.
Oh, okay.
It's a hood.
Yes.
A hoot is something else. An owl.
Hood. Hood.
Hood.
Hood.
Hoot.
Hood.
Hood.
Hood let the dogs out.
Okay, don't. No, a hood did not let the dogs out.
Oh. Okay.
Where are you going?
Well, okay. Yeah.
Well, now we
now you got to stay.
Now you have to stay because we were going to do something, but we don't have time to do that now, so you might as well stick around till the end.
Oh, yeah. We'll
maybe we could take a voicemail from you.
I would love it.
Okay. Send in a voicemail. Hey, let's check. There's a voicemail now, I'm told, from a Flula Borg. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
And he has a question for us. Let's talk to...
Eduardo, play it for us.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Flula Borg. How are you doing today?
Okay, that doesn't seem like there's any other sound.
That's a shitty voicemail. That is a terrible voicemail. Usually they ask a question. Let's see if Flula Borg left another one.
Hey, everyone. It's my second message. Apologies for the first message, which was a question. I wanted to see how everyone is doing today and also tonight. And I will
see... Oh, for God's sake! He didn't learn from the first voicemail.
There's a third. Hold on.
Oh, there's a third. Yeah, let's check it out.
Hello, Conan. It's me, Flula. I just wanted to confirm our recording of the podcast tomorrow at 1300 hours and to just confirm the payment, which is 13 biscuits. Do you have those?
Okay. Yes, we'll give him biscuits.
Hey, it's me. I'm still on the... I forgot. I have one more question.
He's still on. I can't believe I spoke. There was a long gap in that voicemail. And like, guess what? There's a gap every time I talk, which is weird. Yeah.
Just wanted to say, everyone... bye-bye to you and have a very nice day. Do you get it?
Is that the end of it?
It is. And then what's so weird is that he's still here.
No, he's still here.
Yeah.
Flula, I asked you to do a simple improv.
What was it?
Where you leave a voicemail that's like, oh, Conan, tell us what's your favorite pet, and it allows us to fill out the segment.
Oh.
But you couldn't even do that.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's too late. You. It's ridiculous.
Hello, Conan. It's me, Flula. I would like to know what is your favorite pet so you can fill out the segment.
I guess it would be my dog. I love my dog.
I love that. You also have cats, so you play favorites?
Yeah, I like dogs better.
Where do you come down on cats or dogs?
I would on neither one. I pet them.
Thank you, Flula.
Thank you as well.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.